从圣经来查考，做完全人。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are now going to study "Be a perfect man" from Bible.
我们一谈到做完全人，你在想说这是圣经的要求。
And often when we say "Be perfect," that you may say this is the standard of the Bible.
那你想想，如果你想到说我是一个完全人，你怎么办？
Now, just think, if you are a perfect man, what would you do? What's going to happen?
因为圣经是说，我们要完全像天父完全一样。那你现在是一个完全人，那你想说，哎，我是一个完全人，我是怎么一个人？
Now, the Bible requires us to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Now, if you are indeed perfect, then think that what type of person that you will be.
当然中文的完全这个字在英文啊或在英文的那个翻译上有很多的不在英文上翻译有一些不一样。
And of course, that in Chinese, when it says perfect man, it was using the term be a complete person. It was different from the original or English translation.
今天早上我们用几个人物就是神要求他们要做完全我们来看神的旨意是什么。
And now, that from the Bible, that let us study the few the character from the Bible whom that God have requested them to be perfect, and understand that what were the wills of God on them to be perfect.
神要求我们完全哦。
And God want us to be perfect.
那第一个，我们来先看创世纪第十七章。
And first, let us turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪十七章第一节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
十七章第一节
Genesis chapter 17 verse 1
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候真神向他显现对他说我是全能的神你当在我面前做完全人第二节
And verse 1 When Abraham was 99 years old the Lord appeared to him and said I am God Almighty walk before me and be blameless verse 2
我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
And I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers.
你看，这里神向亚伯兰显现，对他说，神先讲自己哦。他说，我是全能的神。
And here, when God appeared to Abraham, that God first introduced himself and said, "I am the Almighty God."
这是基础啊。
And that.What's the foundation?
神说我是全能的，所以神要求他说，你当在我面前做完全人。
And since God is Almighty, then God required Abraham to be blameless before Him.
立约都是两方面的哈，签约两方面的。
Because when you establish a contract or a covenant, it must take place between two parties.
我是全能的。
And I am Almighty, God said.
你要到做完全人。
You must be perfect.
如果你当完全人之后，第二节说，我就跟你立约。
And the God said, if you walk blameless before me, then I will establish a covenant with you.
那使你的后裔极其繁多。
And I will greatly increase the number of your descendants.
如果你不当完全人。
But if you fail to be blameless before
就没有,
me,
就不签约了。
Then there will be no covenant established.
这个故事我们要想到第十二章那里咯。
Now, this may have you recall what was recorded in chapter 12.
十二章神口头跟他讲哦，说你要离开你的本族本地父家，然后我要把应许地赐给你，对不对？神口头的答应，但是还没有立约，还没有签约。
And you may recall in chapter 12 that the Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household."And go to the land, and I will greatly bless you. And that was the contract which God gave to Abraham. But no covenant has been established yet.
经过了二十几年了。
Now, 20 some years later,
神现在跟他说，我是全能神，你要完全。
And God now said to Abraham, 20 some years later, I am Almighty God. You need to be blameless and perfect.
好，如果今天神向你显现了。
If today God appeared to you,
神说你要做完全人。
God said you must be perfect.
我就跟你立约。
And then I will establish a covenant with you.
你反应是什么？
How will you react?
我们一般人说，哎呀，世界上没有完全人呐。
And right away we may say and reply, there are no perfect men in the world.
那神就说，那不用立约了。
Then maybe God said that there's no need for us to establish the covenant then.
你怎么办？
What would you say?
我们看，他一定要完全不完全没有约了。
And here you will find in 17 that God required Abraham to be blameless, otherwise there will be no covenant established between them.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
亚伯兰俯伏在地。
Abraham fell face down, and God said to him.
亚伯一句话都没有讲。
And Abraham did not say anything, not one word.
他啪趴地上。
Right away, he fell face down to God.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
他一趴在地上，神就马上对他说。
And after he fell face down, right away, God spoke to Abraham.
看第四节。
Read verse 4.
他说，我与你立约。
As for me, this is my covenant with you.
他完全啊。
He became perfect.
因为神说你要当完全的，我跟你立约，对不对？他趴在地上，神就跟他立约了。
Because God said you need to be blameless before me, so that I will establish covenant with you. And right away, Abraham fell face down, became blameless, and God established His covenant with Abraham.
所以什么叫做完全人
？So what is be a perfect man？
在这里告诉我们，第一个趴在地上就完全了。
And here tell us the first prerequisites. If you fell face down before God, you are.Perfect.
很简单哦。
Very simple.
所以有时候圣经你不完全不要想得太远了。你想完全就是说，哇，这个人走路都左右不看的，只是哈、哦、看前面那个什么，讲话都是那么小声哈、哦，就是表示谦卑嘛，对不对？啊、哦，你想很多，其实不是。
When you
在神面前当完全人，第一个事情趴在地上就完全。
And that when you think.Being a perfect man, you may think too much. You may think this person has to speak very gently to show that he is humble and walk straight forward, keep his eye on the way he focused, not seeing anything else. But from the Bible, it's not that strict. The way he says here is, if you fall face down before God, you are perfect. You reach the first prerequisites.
但是不容易哦。
But you know what? It's not easy to fall face down before God.
我们有时候趴不到地上去哦。
Sometimes we may find it difficult even for ourselves to fall face down even to God.
因为神现在讲的是，我们再看下去。
Now let's continue to read down to the verse.
神跟他说你要做多国的父啊。
And God said to him, "You will be the father of many nations."
神把他改名字。
God changed his name.
亚伯兰改成亚伯拉罕。
Yeah, no longer that he will be called Abraham, but he will now be called Abraham.
亚伯兰的意思是说很崇高的父
and
很伟大的父
and the Abraham means the exalted father.
那亚伯拉罕呢是说多国的父很多人的父亲
and Abraham means the father of many.
他现在一个孩子都没有啊
but at that time Abraham didn't even haveOne son yet.
但是神把他改名字。
But God changed Abraham's name to Abraham.
他相信了。
He believed in his heart.
同样的事情，如果我们看罗马书第四章十七节到二十一节。
And in the same truth, if you read the Romans chapter 4, verse 21.
我们就这样讲了，不用看，不然时间的关系。罗马书四章十七节到二十一节。
And in Romans chapter 4, verse 17-21.
罗马书四章十七节到二十一节讲我们刚刚所念到的十七章的故事。
And in the verse 17 to verse 21, it gave us a very brief description of the story concerning Abraham that we just read moments ago in Genesis.
这里所讲的完全是说他信的完全。
And what the Bible says here is that Abraham was perfect because it referring to his faith in God was perfect.
他相信那个神能够叫死人复活，死没有变成有。
And he believed God that who can give life to dead and call things that are not as though they were.
因为这时候我们看十九那个在罗马书四章十九节里面这样告诉我们。
And in the Romans chapter 4 verse 19, the Bible tells us.
这时候他已经是一个完全没有希望的人，客观条件对他来讲一点希望都没有。
And at that time, Abraham was so old that from a worldly perspective, that he had no chance to be father.
如果你等一个孩子长大
，If you wait for a child to grow up,
那个大妈妈想说，我现在好忙啊，等这个孩子长大替我吸地。你是越等越有希望，他越来越长大嘛，对不对？ 五岁的时候比较没有希望啊，到十岁，我要最大的十二岁了，哎，有希望了，他现在可以帮妈妈吸地了。
Now the mother
越等越有希望，但是生孩子是什么？越等越没有希望。
And oftentimes when we have a child, the older they became, the stronger our hope or relying on our child grow, because older they became, that they can do things as adult would. But for Abraham, the longer he waits, became older, and his hope seems to gradually disappear.
100岁了。
He was 100 years old.
客观条件对他来讲，一点希望都没有了。
And based on his physical condition, he had no hope whatsoever to have a child.
但是他还是相信了。
But the Bible says Abraham still believed in his heart.
他仰望神的应许，并没有不信。
And he longed for the promise of God and was never weakened in his faith toward God.
所以他就将荣耀归给神。
That is why he gave glory to God.
在创世纪我们刚看到的，他趴在地上是他相信自己不敢相信的事情。
And in Genesis, the reason why Abraham was able to fall face down to God.Because he dared to believe the way he himself dared not to believe.
他趴在地上，神说你要完全，他就趴在地上，他完全的伏在神的大能之下。
And when God said to him that you need to be blameless, Abraham right away he fell face down completely, be submissive before the almighty powers of God.
我们做生意或是你念书，一定会先计算一下，我这个念得下来吗？这个钱赚得来吗？赚不来，还是不要摸它。
If we go to school to study or we engage in business, we will first make the analysis to see the whether that we can accomplish the task, whether we can make a profit, or whether that we are capable of graduating from the major that we want to study.
但是信心的完全，做完全有信心的人是去相信自己能力达不到的神的应许。
But the completion of faith is that the person went to believe that what he cannot accomplish by himself, but believe in God that God can make it happen.
我们再看回来《创世纪》第十七章。
And let's turn back to Genesis chapter 17.
亚伯兰趴在地上了。
And here Abraham, he fell face down before God.
他趴在地上，他心是。正战的
and he fell face down before God, and his heart was trembling.
他完全相信神能够完全。
He absolutely, positively believed that God is Almighty.
但是他要想到自己，客观环境对他来讲，现在已经没有办法了。
But when he think of himself, how old he was, it seemed that there is no hope.
但是我们看到罗马书告诉我们，他相信。
But in Romans chapter 4, that we learn.That Abraham, he believed in his heart in God.
我们在信仰上常常遇到这样的困境。
That in our faith, that often that we may encounter this kind of contradiction.
神的要求是这个样子。
And this is God's requirement.
你本身的能力是不足的。
And your own personal ability that is insufficient.
在一个期待跟你现实当中，期待的完全跟你现实的软弱、现实的无能当中，造成一个张力。
And it seems that there is a boundary created between your expectation of perfection from God and also the practical ability to perform.
在信仰上
There's a gap.
常常遇到这样的例子。
And it seems that this is something we often encounter in our faith.
譬如说当传道的。
For example, be a pastor.
最大的障碍是什么？
And what is the greatest obstacle?
神应许说要把福音传遍全世界，对不对
？And God promised that He's going to preach the gospel throughout the world.
你还没当传道，我了哈，以为就相信嘛，传道这样说嘛，老传道这样讲，我就相信了哈。自己出来当传道了，传了半天也没有啊，越传信心越没有，那你怎么办？神的应许在哪里？你能力不足啊，有张力啊。
And there's a pressure, for instance, for me. Before I became a pastor, God said.The gospel will be preached throughout the world. And since the pastor and elder in the church always preach this message, I believe so. But now I became a full-time pastor, and I realized there's a great difference in terms of preaching the gospel to the world. Very few people can believe, and I feel I'm lack of power. Now I feel there's a great gap between the goal and the pressure.
这心里有征战。
And now there's a struggle in my heart.
所以刚开始当传道没几年，那个头发白了几百根了。
And that's why when I became
以前没有了
a pastor, and you know, not to, for just for short couple short year, my hair turned out white from anxiety.
自己那个道理会讲啊，要不要忧虑啊？把所有忧虑都丢给神，丢不掉啊。
And I said to myself, you know, cast my anxiety to God, but I couldn't cast my anxiety to God.
后来学到了。
Later, I learned from the Bible.
想太多了。
I think too much, worry too much.
你就趴在地上就好了。
And just fall face down to God.
但是趴在地上你自己会偷笑哦。
But when you fall face down, that, you know, I may laugh in secret.
我们看17章。
And let's read chapter 17, verse 15.
他们这对夫妇一个小孩子都没有。
And this couple did not even have one child.
那神跟他们改名字，改说多国之父，一个孩子都没有。你隔天你叫说多国之父啊，在当时哈、哦，有时候会人跟人比较近啊。我记得小时候，我妈妈我们出去玩，妈妈就说谁啊回来吃饭了、啊？人家一叫，人隔壁都知道啊。隔壁说，这个。这对老夫妇可能有点神经不太对啊，怎么忽然这么老了，一个孩子都没有生，忽然改名字说多国之父，笑死人，一个孩子都没有，怎么可能想孩子想疯了、
啊、And the wife, the Sarah, the, may laugh in her heart in secret because all of a sudden overnight they were barren, not able to give birth, and God changed the name of the husband to the father of the manyof the many. Now, how could possibly someone who didn't have any child but wife is barren and change the name? People may think that they must be out of their mind.
这老公公又叫他的太太说多国之母，一个孩子没有。
And now Abraham will call his wife the mother of the many.
他们是相信了，相信神的话。
But what happened was they truly believed in the promise of God.
但是他趴在那里面对自己的无能啊。会笑啊、
But when she fell face down and facing the toward her own weaknesses, that she laughed.
我们看十七节
Let's read verse 17.
创世纪十七章十七节
Genesis chapter 17, verse 17.
亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地喜笑，心里说：“哈，一百岁人还能得孩子、啊，那早已经九十岁还能生意啊。
”And Abraham fell face down. He laughed.He said to himself, will a son be born to a man at 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90?
那个你想亚伯拉罕笑谁？笑神吗？
Now think, who was Abraham laughing?
他为什么笑？他笑什么？
And who was he laughing? And for what purpose?
有一次啊，我看到一个广告。
One time I saw a commercial.
我看了我真的笑了。
And I saw the commercial and I laughed.
那广告呢是就是那个是就是圣诞节之前的送礼的广告了。它呢是一个礼品公司了。
And that was a commercial that before Christmas, it is a gift company's commercial.
它意思说你不要送错的礼物啊。
And it says, don't give the wrong gift.
那里是好大一个图啊，一个光头的拿着人家送给他的一个礼物，是一个吹风机。他拿着吹风机这样，那种表情你很难，人家送他一个吹风机，对不对？他全是光的，他想说是吹头发呢，还是吹头皮
？And in that commercial, what is so funny is a person who is a bald-headed guy, and someone gave him a hair dryer for Christmas present. Now, what do you think he's going to use a hair dryer for when he doesn't have any hair?Is bold.
这个礼物是好的。
And that was a good gift.
但是他笑说，这个礼物是人家爱心送，但是呢，对我这光头来讲实在是没用啊，吹头皮嘛。
And he may think that was a good gift, a hair dryer, nice one. But people give him out of love. But for him who is bald without any hair, a hair dryer is useless.
当然他接受了。
But he still accepted.
这里我们看到亚伯兰是同样的情况。
And here.That may refer to the same heart that Abraham had here when he laughed.
他相信神的应许。
He believed in the promise of God.
但是又想到自己完全不行。
When he recalled of himself his own weaknesses,
所以他笑了。
He laughed.
他是笑说自己这个样子。
He laughed at himself of his own inability.
但是他是趴在地上的。
But he fell face down.
所以完全第一步是什么？你要当完全人，第一步要趴在地上。
Therefore,
伏在神的全能之下。
Therefore, what is the prerequisite to be a perfect man? The first step is we need to fall face down under the mighty power of God.
我们常常没有办法做不到呢。
Often we find it difficult to achieve this.
我们常常比神更厉害啊。
Often we appear to be more powerful than God.
这看个性了。我第二个女儿啊，我只有一个女儿啊，那是老二，个性强啊，什么都会。很小的时候，她什么都要自己来了。我说你会爬天吗？因为小时候父母就说你搞搞啊，背景听啊，说你会到爬天吗？她说会，她就这样爬啊。
And,
会爬天。
And my daughter, that she liked to do everything. She had a very strong character. And I said to her that you want to do everything yourself. Now, can you possibly climb to heaven? And she said, yes, I can. And she started making the image of how she would climb.
所以我们做完全人在要伏在神的全能之下。
But for us to be a perfect man, we must first fall face down under the mighty powers of God.
我们目前可能会遇到很多的困难。
Now maybe we are conflicted with many difficulties.
对神的应许，我们有时候对你本身来讲，你信不下去。所谓信不下去，是你没有办法相信
了。
因为他已经过了生育的年龄了，这是没有办法相信。以人来讲，没有办法相信了。在这种情况，他趴在地上，就是完全臣服在神的应许之下，虽然他无能为力啊。
And toward the promise of God, oftentimes that we find it difficult to believe because of our circumstances. For Sarah, for example, she fell face down before the mighty powers of God, but she felt the inability to give birth because she was already in her 90s.
在圣经上面，你从旧约到新约，你翻一翻，很多替神做工的人，常常在这一点上面遇到的困难。
And from the Bible, from Old Testament to New Testament, you will find workers of God as faced with this kind of difficulty.
以撒跟雅各是两个很相对的例子。
And Isaac and Jacob.
以撒很顺。
And Isaac was very submissive.
神讲什么他就说好吧，就这样子。
Whatever God said, he will obey.
饥荒了
，and when the famine came，
神说留着，他就留着。
And God said you must remain in Canaan.
他爸爸跟他娶一个太太来，他说好吧，就这样子。
And his father find him a wife, and he was submissive and took the Rebecca as his wife.
他一生很少讲是或不是，他只是接受。
And in his life, very rarely he would say yes or no. He accept.
他爸爸说
was prepared.
到山上去吧，绑着杀他，他就。让他杀了。
And when his father said, "Let's go to the mountain," and he and his father went to the mountain, and his father wanted to tie him as a sacrifice and wanted to kill him, and he was submissive.
雅各就不一样了。
But Jacob was completely different.
神老早在他妈妈的肚子里面就要应许他说，以后小的要比大的更有成就。
And ever since Jacob was in his mother's womb, God had already promised to his mother.And said the older will serve the younger.
这是神的应许。
And that was the promise of God to them.
但是在客观环境呢，不行啊。
But the actual environment that he was in, it appeared to be quite difficult.
因为他同样是双胞胎，他偏偏慢几分钟生下来。
And he and Esau, they were twins, but Jacob just happened to come into the world a couple minutes later.
他哥哥身体又那么健康
，and his brother Esau was so healthy and strong。
他面对着神的应许，他信不下去。
And、
他想说，客观环境就不输他那么多。
And when he have the promise of God before him, he find it difficult to believe because the surrounding, the environment, and his an ability is so limited and restricted。
所以雅各的一生是打得头破血流。
And as a result, Jacob, all his life, he went through many trouble, hardship.
他在那个，在很多困苦里面， 他骗人被骗，那个他，哦，他所讲的，他一生很辛苦的事情，就是从这来的。
And that in his life that he lied to other, deceived other, but likewise he was also deceived by someone else. And that's why he mentioned that he had a tough life. And that was the beginning.
到最后他完全了。
But later he became perfect.
他的完全是什么？脚瘸了，不能走路了。
And why did he become perfect? It was because that he had become crippled, cannot walk.
他趴在神的面前了。
And he still lied before God.
面对着完全的神。
And the face toward the Almighty God.
面对着全能的神。
And the God who is perfect.
他趴在那里。
He fell face down, Jacob.
这就是他的完全。
And that was his perfection.
所以我们要做完全人。
That is why we need to be perfect.
第一个。
First.
趴在神的面前，像亚伯兰一样。
Fell face down before God, just as Abraham did.
去接受。你自己没有办法相信的，你能力达不到的神的应许。
And go to accept the promise of God, even though your ability and the surrounding and the condition doesn't seem to be able you to do so.
我们来看出埃及记第四章。
And let's turn to Exodus chapter 4.
出埃及记四章第十节。
Exodus chapter 4, verse 10.
神要差摩西。
God now going to send Moses.
面对着全能的神。
And Moses to stand before Almighty God, who is perfect.
有时候我们像雅各一样，不能伏在，不能趴在地上。
Sometimes we were like Jacob, that we're unable to fall face down even before the Almighty God.
但是有时候我们会像这里这个摩西在这个地方的情况。
And sometimes we may react as Moses did here in chapter 4.
神要差他。
God going to send Moses.
他一直推啊。
But Moses continued to make excuse.
他说主啊，我素日是不能言语的。
And Moses said to the Lord, I've never been eloquent.
那你跟我讲话之后，我还是一样啊，没有改变哦。
And after you have spoken to your servant, I'm still slow of speech and tongue.
你说我不行啊。
And which he tried to tell God that he is not capable.
他在讲我不行的时候，不是依靠神。他在讲我不行的时候，是一个灰心的，一个丧志的，一个不受安慰的，就完全的拒绝。
And Moses, when he said that he cannot, then he's not eloquent, he declined to God because he relied on his own ability. He looked at himself as one who is discouraged, who was never comforted.And who doesn't have the ambition?
40年的旷野。
40 years in the wilderness.
这时候看起来好像他是谦卑啊。
At that time, you know what? You may appear that Moses showed he's humble.
但是有时候谦卑到极点变自卑就不好了。
But you know what? A person that overly humble and become pessimistic, that will be very bad.
这里他说我不行啊。
Moses said here, I can.Do it.
不是谦卑。
It's not, he did not say this because he was humble.
他说你跟神啊，你跟我讲过话之后，我还是这样不行啊。
But you know what? He was saying to God, God, even after you spoke to me, I still can't speak.
神啊，你向我显现之后也没有180度的神迹的大改变啊，我还是这样子。
And he tried to tell God, God, even you show yourself to me, I still cannot change. There's no miracle happen on me.
我们看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
神就对他说了。
God said to Moses,
谁造人的口呢？
Who gave man his mouth?
谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我真神吗？
Who make him deaf or mute? Who give him sight or make him blind? It is not I, the Lord.
神这里向他宣告是说，我是全能的神，我是造你的神，你好像一部机器一样，我是造你的主人，你就如果听我的就行了。
And God here said to Moses that I am the Almighty God and you are like the machine. I am the master that who built you and created you. As long as you listen to what I said and do what I said, and that's enough.
看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
现在去吧，我必赐你口才，只叫你所当说的话。
Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say.
神应许他说你去。
And God promised to Moses and said, "Now you go."
这时候的摩西不是谦卑了。
At that time, Moses, that he was not humble.
谦卑到变了态，有时候变成自卑啊，想说
rather,
我不行，什么都不行，
humble,
没有用了，我这没有用的人了。
He became the overly pessimistic. He said himself he was useless.
这时候怎么办
？At that time,
我们看第一
what happened?
神说：“你去，我要指教你。”
God said, "Now go, I will help you."
十三节
，verse 13，
摩西完全的拒绝。
Moses, he refused.
他说：“主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。”
And Moses said again to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it."
十四节
，verse 14，
神最后的一招是什么？神就生气了。
And what did God react? God became angry.
你要说好那个什么，敬酒不吃吃罚酒啊。
And God gave him a carrot and a stick. Let him choose.
神最后气了。
Later.God became angry. God's anger burned against Moses.
人的口是我造的。
God said, "Your mouth, I created them."
你这口我造的，我叫你去，你说你不行，意思说我造我的哈，造你的口的这个主人是什么样？是无能的嘛，对不对
？Now the God was angry at Moses because God said, "I created you, and I created your mouth, and I gave you eloquency."And I told you to go, and yet I'm an almighty, but you said you can't go, you're not capable. What did you try to say? Try to say that God who made you is also incapable?
如果你很辛苦地完成一件作品,
if you accomplish an object that you build and you spend a lot of time and effort on it,
你认为是最好的杰作,
and you think it's the best design in the world,
如果做完之后,
but after you finish,
当然，别人说你坏，你说你这个作品不好，你不一定相信了。
Of course, when somebody said, you know, what you made is not good, maybe you will not believe.
如果作品本身会讲话，他一直说你做的好差，好差，我看你很生气啊，啊，差就差。
And believe, but if the object you made no would have mouth to speak, and yet it said, you know, this is bad, very bad looking.You may just throw it away.
神跟摩西说，你的口是我造的。
God said to Moses, "I created your mouth."
我要赐给你口才。
I will give you eloquency.
摩西拒绝。
But Moses still refused at God.
所以神生气了。
God became angry. Bible says.
所以我们要做完全人。
We need to be perfect.
第一件。
First thing.
伏在神的全能的神的脚下。
We must fall face down, be submissive under the mighty powers of God.
不要想太多，不要跑太多。
Don't think too much and don't run too fast.
虽然人是无能的
，Even though that we may lack ability,
但是只要趴在地上就完全了。
But as long we feel face down under God, then we will be perfect.
神就跟亚伯兰立约了，就在这个时候。
And it was also at that moment God established His covenant with Abraham.
你看，神从第十二章就应许啊，口头应许到十七章立约啊，割礼是在十七章了，
and
签约了。
God promised to Abraham that on chapter 12, but it was not until chapter 17, 20 some years later, that God established covenant with Abraham by the sign of circumcision.
这是第一种的完全。
And this is the first type of perfection.
在我们看约伯记
，And let's turn to Job，
第一章第一节
，Job chapter 1 verse 1。
这是另一种完全的、
啊。And here you will find a different kind of the perfection。
约伯记一章一节
，Job chapter 1 verse 1。
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
这完全，那个你的翻译哈，是跟那个你看 King James 嘛哈，NKJV 跟那个创世纪那个是一样的 ，blameless 就是我说这里所谓完全就是无可指责的。
And here the Bible tells us that to be perfect.It's the term to be blameless before God.
这是约伯的完全。
And that was the perfection of God.
他是一个完全完全正直敬畏神原因恶事的人。
And he was a man who was blameless and upright, feared God and shunned evil.
神也很自豪啊。
God was proud of Job.
因为有约伯这个人。
Because Job exists, he was so good.
一章八节啊。
Job chapter 1 verse 8.
神跟那个撒旦讲哦，你看看我的仆人哦，约伯啊。
And the Lord said to Satan and said, Have you considered my servant Job?
地上没有人像他那样完全正直敬畏神原理恶事啊。
And there's no one on earth like him that he is blameless and upright.
这是神第一次对这个撒旦的一个宣告。
And a man who feared God and shunned evil, that was first proclamation by God concerning Job.
神以约伯为骄傲。
God considered Job his proud.
我们再看第二章第三节。
And let's read chapter 2 verse 3.
第二次，神又对这个魔鬼讲了：“你看看我的仆人约伯没有啊？”
And second time, the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事啊。
And he is blameless, upright, fear God, and shun evil.
约伯是神得荣耀的一个筹码。
In Job, he was an instrument for God to receive glory.
神以约伯为荣耀。
And God was proud of Job.
神以约伯当约伯的神为光荣。
And God was honored to be the God of Job.
甚至人对撒旦说：“你看看我的约伯。”
Even to a degree that he said to Satan.And God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
如果你的儿子得诺贝尔奖，你就说啊，如果人家不认识你啊，说啊，你认不认识那个某某人呢、啊？啊，他是我儿子啊。他说哦，啊，你诺贝尔奖的爸爸啊，哪里啊？你不客气。
And just think, if you had a son who won a Nobel Prize, and you said to a stranger and said, "Did you know that person who received the Nobel Prize?" And that person said, "Yes."And now you said, I'm his father. And that person is going to give you more respect.
你以你的儿子为光荣。
Because you are proud as a result of your son's accomplishment.
如果你在街上有人说，哎，你看你的脸长起来好像昨天那个电视上要被枪毙那个人的爸爸。我看你说，哎，没有啊，赶快跑。虽然是你的，你是他的爸爸，我看你也不敢承认了，赶快溜。
And just think, if your son was shown on TV to be executed as a criminal, and someone walked by on the street and said to you, "You know what? Your face looks like the one who was executed yesterday on TV." You would probably deny it that you are related to that person.
神两次向撒旦宣告。
God two times
that 看我的约伯
said to Satan, "Look, at my servant Job."
我们再看四十二章。
And let's read.
42, 第七节。
Job chapter 42, verse 7.
这是神向约伯的三个朋友这样宣告。
Here God said to the three friends of Job,
说你们议论不如我的仆人约伯。
And the Lord said this thing about Job,
说你们讲的不如我的约伯了。
And what you said that cannot be comparable to my servant.
第八节，神再重复一遍说：“你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯。”
And here once again, the God has said that you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has.
所以约伯这个人在神的面前，神自己讲他是完全人哦。
And Job, that he have been declared by God as a perfect man.
神以他为骄傲。
And God was proud of him.
神两次对魔鬼这样的宣告。
And God two times declared this to Satan.
神两次对约伯的朋友也这样宣告说：“我的仆人约伯。”
Two times that God declared this to the friend of Job and said, "My servant Job."
那约伯的他的完全是什么
？And what was the perfection form of perfection of Job?
这里的完全不是，并不是说什么都好了。
And what perfection here doesn't mean that he was completely perfect in every way.
这里所讲的就是 blameless， 就没有什么什么可以指责的啦。
But rather, what it refers here, it was that he was blameless. He does not have any evil deeds.
他照着神的话来做。
He did according to the word of God, what God wanted him to do.
如果再看我们，再看那个约伯，他完全的这约伯也要受煎熬。
And If you study the book of Job, even Job, who was so blameless, must also go through trial and hardship in his life.
雅各书五章十一节特别提到的是约伯的忍耐。
And in James chapter 5 verse 11, the Bible specially mentioned about the perseverance of Job.
他的坚忍啊。
His perseverance.
那他在如果我们看约伯记从第一章一直看到十四章。
If we study the book of Job from chapter 1 to chapter 42,
这个敬畏神远离恶事的约伯，他还没有遇到苦难以前，他做的是什么事？
And Job, there before, the Job who was righteous, blameless, and shunned evil and feared God, before he suffered all his tribulation and hardship, what has he been doing?
从第一章的第二节到第五节，这是他的日常生活啊。
And from chapter 2, verse 1,chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 5, that was his daily life.
这是他还没有遇到苦难之前的约伯。
And that was Job before he suffers the hardship.
我们来念这段。
Let's read this passage.
一个完全人他的日常生活是这样子。
And what is the life of a perfect man like?
他家庭生活是这样子。
And this was his family life.
他生了七个儿子咯，三个女儿咯。
He has seven sons and three daughters.
感谢主啦，这些儿子可能是好的，这是女儿可能是敬畏神的。
And thanks God, maybe sons and daughters fear God, was upright.
那要生出敬畏神的儿女，这是神所喜悦的。
And to give birth to children who fear God, this is pleasing to God.
但是这七个儿子，三个女儿，是他的财产咯。
And this seven sons and three daughters were his inheritance.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他的家产有七千羊、三千骆驼、五百对牛、五百对母牛，并且有许多的仆婢。这人在东方中就为自大。
And Job owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camel, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkey. He had large number of servants, and he was the greatest man among all the people of the east.
他有钱。
He was wealthy.
又为自大，人家尊崇他。
He was considered the greatest man in the East, well respected by others.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那他的儿子呢，按着日子在各在自己家里设摆筵席，就打发人去请他们的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。
And his son used to take turn holding feast in their home, and they would invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
这一节呢有很多的看法了哈。
And from this verse, many people have different explanation.
如果我们用很正常的心境来看的话，我们会很感谢神啊，这个家实在是好的家庭。
And if we look at it from a normal observation, with Thanksgiving attitude, that we may say this is indeed a good family.
我看到这里，我想起二十几年前、啊、在台中住的时候，我们那条街的。那排房子的第一家跟最后一家，他们是同一个弟兄啊，他们常常拿刀子这样杀过来杀过去，这事实啊。
This recall me that to
他们很有钱哦。
And to remember what happened in Taiwan 20 some years ago, I lived in the street, and there's a family, the brother lived in the front of the street and the end of the street, and these two brothers they would bring knife out and try to kill each other.
那为什么呢
？Why？
钱太多，他们钱很多。
Because they have too much money, too much wealth.
那为了钱啊
For the sake of money and wealth.
当然我不晓得为什么，他是不是为了一个破脚踏车，或是他多了一个破锅，为了这样也可以杀过来杀过去。
And I don't know what, but often for a broken bicycle or a pot, they can fight against each other with knives and try to kill each other, even though that they were siblings.
约伯他有七个儿子。
Job have seven sons.
我看他的三个这个女儿可能嫁了。
And I think these three daughters may be married.
不是说泼那个嫁出去的女儿泼出去的水啊，最好不要回娘家。那娘家那个有时候女儿好像贼一样，回到娘家都拿这个拿那个的。
And that often that it's not that when daughter is married that she no longer belongs to the family. It's not the case.
以前东方是这样，以前的那个社会是这样子的。
But rather in the old society back then is when you are married, no longer you are part of the family.
他们一家和乐啊。
But rather here it shows the whole family is very happy and harmonious.
老大一家请客，大家都来。
And that when the oldest son give out feast, everybody show up.
现在的人住隔壁，老大请客，然后不敢过来啊。
And nowadays,
不讲话, 臭脸啊,
and nowadays, the older brother gave out a feast, the younger brother don't necessarily show up.
他们能够一起吃喝,
but rather, the Bible here tells us the family can eat together and have feast together.
如果我们看那个传道书就晓得,
and if that we study the book of Ecclesiastes, we will learn.
和乐吃喝, 这是神给我们的一个份,
and that too,
你应该得到一个一份啊,
and to eat and drink, enjoy and happiness, this is a portion which God prepared for us. This ought to be a portion of life.
也是神所祝福的,
and this is also a blessing of God.
所以诗篇在上行诗啊, 要达到最高的敬畏神的之前就是什么? 弟兄和睦同居, 是何等的善, 何等的美?
And that is why that in the book of Psalms, the song of ascending, and for you to reach the ultimate peak, what is the most important is how great and blessed is the if we have the brothers that live together and eat together, enjoy.
不容易啊,
and this sometimes is very difficult things to do among the brothers.
吃喝在圣经里面所表达的是一起有共同的一个团契。
And to eat and drink, to have feast in the Bible, it actually reflects that fellowship that the group have together in love.
能够一起吃喝表示说我们是团契，我们是一家人。
And you're able to eat and drink together, this means and represents that we are a member of the same household.
使徒时代他们信仰最高峰的时候，他们是一起吃喝。
And at the apostolic church, the highest manifestation of their faith is they all gather together and they eat together.
他们第一次发生问题，教会发生问题是什么？吃喝问题嘛。 有人说他分多啊，我分少，我们的那孤儿寡妇没有照顾到，吃喝出问题。
And what was the first problem arise that during the apostolic church? It was also because of the food and the feed that they have. People were complaining some of the widows that and orphans were overlooked in their daily distribution of food.
那些除名的哈。
Those who were excommunicated.
那些能够败坏教会的。
And those that who will corrupt the church.
保罗说连跟他吃的都不可以啊。
And Paul said, do not even eat with them.
是不是?
Isn't it?
连坐席不要跟他们吃，一起吃啊。
And don't eat with them or have feast with them.
所以在当时吃喝是好的。
Therefore, back then in the Bible, to eat and drink together is good.
那个罗马书有一节说, 那个神国不再吃喝。
And in the book of Romans, there's a verse said, the kingdom of heaven is not a matter of eating and drinking.
这个有时候我们会搞错啊。
And sometimes that we may get confused.
我们来看罗马书，爱乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。我们如果只念这样的话，以为说不要吃也不要喝了。And
if we just read Romans chapter 4, verse 17, this one verse, and Bible said, "For the kingdom of heaven is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit," that we may think there's no need to eat or drink.
我来到这里常常很感动，因为很多姊妹她们煮很用心的煮饭啊。
And I came here, I was always deeply touched because many brothers and sisters.
这里爱心来做。
That they cook the very good dish with their love.
我到一个地方去。
I go to one place.
那个地方也不错，那教会大家很好，但是有一个人呢，一个那个人特别，不能说狡猾了，也不能说高管，头脑特别好，他就看说。 圣经说神果不再吃喝，所以他被安排那个煮饭的时候，他就去买了一大堆那个干面包。他说不再吃喝，大家吃干面包吧。他讲的是很好像很有属灵的道理。其实呢，他很懒惰啊，你到他家去乱七八糟，他常常躺在那里都不做事的。懒惰人用这句说不再吃喝，所以他买素食来大家吃。 要开饭之前半个小时，他就去买了。哎，大家吃。And
I was in a church, and there was a brother that who was very crafty. And he applied this verse when he was assigned to cook in a church. What he did was that he went out to buy the bread and fast food half an hour before the meal, and then he said, "You know what? The kingdom of heaven is not a matter of eating and drinking." He used this verse as an excuse. That to cover that his laziness,
to work for God.
But what does some eating and drinking in Bible refers to?
Here, you need
to start to read from verse 14.
因为在当时在犹太人有很多人说这个不能吃有洁净，那个不能吃那个不洁净。
And the reason was because
是讲洁净不洁净的物啊。
Back then, the Jewish people, that they were does have separation between food that are considered clean and the food that are considered filthy, that what you can eat and what you cannot eat.
保罗说现在已经新约了。
What Paul tried to say to them about this is now it's a time of the New Testament.
神的国不在乎你吃喝，就是说不在乎像犹太人那样子坚守说什么可以吃，什么可以喝，什么不可以吃，什么不可以喝。
And now you're in the New Testament. No longer you need to keep the Mosaic law as to what you can eat or what you cannot eat so that it will not temper your chances of going to the kingdom of heaven.
这一句应该跟说跟加拉太书有一句相像的，就是说神的国不在乎割礼或是不割礼。
And but rather, what it refers to here is trying to tell us the kingdom of heaven.It's just not related to what you eat or drink. Just like in the book of Galatians said that neither you are circumcised or non-circumcised, it means nothing.
当然一起吃也不一定吃大鱼大肉了，每天都吃海鲜大虾，不是这样子。
And of course, when we eat and drink, we don't party every day or eat sumptuous meal every day.
神国在于大家和乐，吃素食也是一种。
But rather, the kingdom of heaven, even if we eat the very simple food, as long as we eat the food with harmony and love, that will be also a good fellowship.
约伯他的孩子能够按着日子在自己的家里面摆设宴席啊。
And the children of Job, that they can have feasts at their own home.
他们能够和睦同居。
They can live together in harmony.
这已经是非常善、非常美啊。
And that was a very good sign of goodness and perfection
and beauty.
It showed the closeness of their relationship
between
the siblings. Very difficult to reach today. And look at Isaac. He had two sons, the Esau and Jacob. What happened? They argue and fight against each other all the time. And they have four sons.For in the family, they separated into two sects.
约伯跟他太太还有十个儿女，他们都嫁娶了二十几个，他们能够同心合意，一起吃喝，何等善，何等美！
And Job, that he had 10 children, and yet 10 child, they can gather together to eat and drink together. How beautiful is the scene!
我们看第五节。
Great the harmony. Read verse 5.
那个筵席的日子过了。
And when the period of the feast has run to its course,
他们可能每个人都成家立业了。
Maybe everyone have their own family already.
那约伯就打发人去叫他们自己要洁净哦。
And Job would send them and have them purify.
他们可能听话了。
And they may be submissive.
你看他是为儿女献祭哦。
And here Job that he offered sacrifice and burnt offering for each one of them.
他儿女们每个人都要自洁。
And every one of them, they need to be purified.
并且他按着他们的数目献燔祭。
And according to them, that he will offer burnt offering.
献燔祭就是说全部烧的了，就是很赎罪的。
And to
烧的。
To have burnt offering, that is the sacrifice of atonement.
所以完全的约伯是为他儿女们献祭。
Therefore, Job, who was perfect.So he offered atoning sacrifice for his children.
他说，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。
And the reason he did this was because he was afraid, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their heart.
他的儿女们还没有犯罪，我们不要认为说，哇，他们这些儿子哦，好吃懒做，没有啊，不能这样说啊。
And the Bible did not say his children have sinned. We should not, think.That you know his children must eat and party and drink every day.
他儿子有没有犯罪
What did the son of Job commit sin?
没有啊
No, Bible did not say so.
只是防患万一了，还没犯罪，先替他祷告。你犯罪之后再祷告，怎么亡羊补牢还可以啊？但是有时候常常马后炮。
But oftentimes what Job did here is he did it as a prevention, just in case that his children did sin against God.Otherwise, of course, we can repent after we sin, but often maybe too late.
他的儿女们心中是有神哦。
And the children of Job, they have God in their heart.
他们没有犯罪。
They did not sin.
所以约伯的献祭是说，怕他们弃掉神，也是说他们有神啊，怕他们弃掉神，他们还没犯罪，怕他们犯罪。
But rather, the sacrifice made by Job was done out of intention, that as a prevention, he to for just in case that their children.May have sinned or start thinking about forsaking God.
So, 完全的约伯
Therefore, Job, who was perfect,
为儿女们献祭。他在这个整个事情里面，他还没遇到苦难之前，我们看到只是他的家庭生活，完全在家里面了。
And we have seen his form of perfection is even when he was in his prosperity before the hardship, he remembered God and offered a sacrifice for his children.
儿女和乐。
And his children live harmoniously together.
为儿女们祷告。
And he prayed for his children.
儿女们没有犯罪哦，没有弃掉神。
Children did not sin against God.
这是他的完全哦。
That was the form of perfection showed by Job.
我们再看四十二章
第八节。And let's read chapter 42, verse 8, book of Job.
这时候他的苦难过去了。
At this time, you will find the tribulation of Job passed by.
这时候他已经亲眼看见神了。
At this moment, he has seen God with his own eye, Job said.
第四十二章八节
Verse 8.
这里是神说你跟他的朋友讲你要、哦、去叫约伯替你们献祭祷告
And here, God said to his friend and said, Now take seven bulls and seven rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice the burnt offering for yourself. My servant Job will pray for you.
那他神是说我因悦纳、哦、我因悦纳他就不按你们的那个遗忘办你们了。
And God said to the friend of Job and said, I will accept his prayer for you and not deal you according to your folly.
这时候的约伯是一个关键性人物、啊、
At this time you will find Job is a very important character at this time.
他如果不替他的朋友祷告他的朋友就神要办他们了、哦。
And if Job refused to pray for his three friends, then God will deal against Job's three friends according to their folly.
这时候约伯已经从苦难过来了。
Job at that time has passed out of his hardship and tribulation.
他已经亲眼看见神了。
Meaning that he has seen God with his own eye.
但是他在这苦难当中，这他三个朋友是不是他的朋友啊？
But you know what?
让他受苦难更苦的因素之一、啊。
But Job, that you know, when he was in tribulation, these three friends of Job that were not Job's friends, but rather these were the three that caused Job to suffer even more when he was in tribulation.
因为这三个朋友在那苦难的时候一直指责他，一定有错了。要不是你错，就是你太太错；要不是你太太错，就是儿子错；要不是你儿子错，就是你以前心里有什么错，一定有错。所以错错错。
And these three friends of Job that keep on accusing Job that he must have sinned, that you must have sinned. If you did not sin, your wife must have sinned. Your wife did not sin against God, must be your children. If your children did not sin against God, you know what? Must be you. You must have done something in the past that you have sinned against God. That's why you suffered the tribulation. The three friends accused him.
没有没有没有。
But Job keep on defending and said, No, I did not. Again.
到最后，因为我被他们激得很气啊。到最后神那个约伯甚至跟他们讲如果可以的话叫神来啊我直接跟神讲
And later that he was so exasperated by his three friends he later said if God can be here I will you know, speak to God face to face
好那最后判文下来了
And later that God made the verdicts
约伯你对
Job you're right
这三个人错
And your three friends were wrong
那你要替他祷告啊
Now, you need to pray for your three friends who accuse you falsely.
但是不要忘记约伯现在还是伤还是蛮深的了。
But think,
不是说看到神就伤好啊，没有。有时候我们把时间想得太快、啊。
And you must think, understand, in chapter 42, even Job passed his tribulation, he still was inflicted with sore all over his body. You know, sometimes that we think of what God's grace and the, from the time of the blessing, it seems everything happens so fast in a second.
他还是坐在灰中啊。
But rather in this time, you must understand, Job still sat in ashes.
太太还是跑掉啊，还没回来啊。
And wife was still some out there somewhere.
孩子们都死了。
And children had already died.
啊，你要替人家祷告。
And you need to pray for someone who falsely accuses you.
你慢一分钟替他祷告，这三个人就要跟你一样受苦。
And if you fail to pray, even one minute,
如果那时候我在想，好吧，我们等着看，是不是？你刚刚说一直骂我，骂了这样子，至少我现在沉默不讲话，你们就我只要不讲话，你们就怎么样？神就办你们了。
And that you know you may be in sackcloth and ashes now that these three friends of you need your prayer, and you may say, "Hey, you falsely accused me for so long. Now, if I keep quiet, God's gonna punish you." Maybe that's how we would think.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
约伯为他的朋友祈祷，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回。
After Job prayed for his friend, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much he had before.
约伯记第一章记载他为儿女们献祭祷告。
And in Job chapter 1, it records that Job offered burnt offering on behalf of his children.
42章记载他为朋友祷告。
And in chapter 42, it records that Job prayed for his friend who falsely accused him.
当然他一替朋友祷告，他自己也从苦境当中转回来。
And the Bible said that he prayed for his friend, and the Lord made him prosperous again.
如果他坚持一天不替朋友祷告，他自己要受苦一天哦。
But you know what? If Job had not prayed for his friend, he would continue to suffer.
如果你把这些朋友的罪过一直压着，哦，不赦免他的话，你也是压着自己的罪啊。
And if you refuse to forget the sin of your friend, you know what? That sin of your friend is going to be on you as well.
这里我们看到的是约伯的完全。
And here we see the form of perfection displayed by Job.
约伯这里完全，我们看到是一个代祷。
And we saw Job's form of perfection is that he prayed for others.
我们看到的是他在家居的生活里面为儿女们还没有发生事情就替他们祷告了。
And also that we witnessed his form of perfection by displaying his prayer and also concern for his children's faith.
当然在第一章二十一节、第二章第十节，我们看到他遇到灾祸的时候的表现，也可以看到他的完全面。
And of course, in chapter 1 and also in chapter 2, that we can see how Job react when he was conflicted with tribulation and hardship, and to show to us that he was perfect.
他能够理解一切都出于神。
And he can understand that from his heart that everything come from God.
一切神都可以收回去。
And everything that God can take away.
神祝福。
God bless.
但是神也给祸。
And God also give us woe.
他完全的交在神的手里。
And Job completely entrust himself to God.
虽然是这样子。
Even though that was the case.
他还是一个代祷的约伯。
He still was the person who would pray for others.